After months of speculation, President Akufo-Addo last Thursday announced the nomination of former Attorney General and Minister of Justice in the NDC administration as the special prosecutor. This nomination has been hailed by most Ghanaians because Mr. Amidu has demonstrated over the years that he is a bold anti-corruption campaigner. His relentless war against corruption and pursuit of truth and justice has won him the accolade citizen vigilante. Even though the nomination is welcome, others have questioned the timing as a deliberate ploy to divert public attention from the ongoing parliamentary probe into the infamous cash for seat saga, where some expatriates were said to have been charged huge sums of money to sit close to the president at the recently held Expatriates Awards. A few others, especially civil society groups in the fight against corruption, had earlier suggested that the appointment of the special prosecutor should be made more transparent. According to them, there ought to be wider consultation, and they suggested the nomination of three candidates for parliament to choose one after vetting. Unfortunately, that was not captured in the act, and hence the president has the sole mandate to make one nomination on the recommendation of the Attorney General. The president, by nominating Mr. Amidu, has risen above partisanship and put to rest fears of using the office to persecute political opponents. It is understandable that some members of the NDC may feel uncomfortable with Mr. Amidu's nomination because of what transpired when he was the Attorney General during the Mills era, leading to his sack. It is not a secret that there is bad blood between Mr. Amidu and some leading members of the previous administration, including former President John Mahama. Mr. Amidu should, however, see this nomination as an opportunity to serve Mother Ghana, devoid of bitterness and vindictiveness. He should understand that he has the support of an overwhelming number of Ghanaians because he has demonstrated over the years to be a man of fairness, justice, and an independent mind. He might have branded his own government as corrupt and called his colleague ministers names, but he should not spend all his time and energy hunting for evidence against them. He should be aware that his mandate covers the current administration as well. Indeed, in the last 12 months, there have been series of allegations of corruption and procurement violations, and there will be more of such, all of which merit his attention too. For purposes of clarity, the Office of the Special Prosecutor is a specialized agency set up to investigate specific cases of corruption involving public officers and politically exposed persons in the performance of their functions, as well as individuals in the private sector implicated in the commission of corruption. According to anti-corruption campaigners, the monopoly of prosecutorial authority by an attorney general who is hired and fired by the president has not helped in the fight against the canker, since the attorney general lacks the political will to prosecute his or her own colleagues. Luckily, Mr. Amidu has demonstrated that he can go after his own, as he did when he was Attorney General in the Mills era. Having said that, the problem over the years has been the inability or reluctance of government to resource such offices in order to function effectively. Such is the fate of the Economic and Organized Crime Office and the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice. Government must therefore demonstrate its unflinching commitment to the fight against corruption by adequately resourcing the office of the special prosecutor. Corruption is a mass murderer, and by this single appointment, Ghanaians expect Mr. Amidu to fight the canker with all honesty, determination, and boldness. He has carved a niche for himself as someone who is bold, fearless, honest, and defiant, and these are the values Ghanaians expect him to bring to bear on his office.
Yes. News commentary was on the nomination of Martin Amidu as the special prosecutor. The script was by Bubu Klinoku, a journalist, and presented by Tay Kiche.